This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
To celebrate International Women's Day, the glorious Suzanne Phoenix of Photos Punctuate My Life has curated a fascinating photography project at our favourite bookstore, Hares and Hyenas, joined by one of the stars, stunning Miss Jessie Lee. Welcome, beautiful people.
Good morning.
How are you? So we've got, it's a show with powerful performance, music, image. What can the audience expect?
Ooh, they can expect a bit of everything. So there's live music and burlesque, drag king, other things I don't know how to describe. yes, throwing it all together, which is a bit of a bit tricky and a bit unusual.
But that's for tonight, isn't it? That's sold out. Our listeners are not going to have, unless they already bought their tickets hot and off the press, that's not something that they're going to say. But tell us what the ones that are lucky are going, like, so other than that, Miss Jessie Lee, what's your contribution?
I'm lucky enough to be emceeing the event tonight. So I actually was photographed again this year as well. So I participated in the project 2 years ago. Suzanne approached me to be a part of the lineup, and then last year was the first time that we hosted an actual live event to celebrate the project. And then this year it's bigger and better than it has been, and it's going to be crazy good. So it's kind of a bit disappointing for you if you don't have a ticket. But I'm emceeing and, yeah, super, super excited to be celebrating all the incredible people involved.
So it says here that the project, what does International Women's Day mean to me? So that was the theme of this year's, or?
It's been the theme of the last 9 years. So I've been asking women, cis and transgender women, to respond to that question, making a portrait with me and also in words. Some years they've written one word and we've photographed them with it. Other years they've put labels on their face, the words on their face. And in the last couple of years, we put them up as street art as well.
Yep.
This year. But this year's the first full exhibition.
And what did you find surprising? What do you find, anything this year surprised you about what, you know, does it change each year, do you find?
By the end, I usually find there's a bit of a common theme, but each year it's very much acknowledging what we've gained or where things have changed, but also that there's still so far to go.
What would you say is the most important for we're coming to International Women's Day.
Yeah. Safety and consent.
There we go. Fantastic. And I think that's a really good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a time, as much as we want to celebrate the positives of being women and gender diverse people, it's definitely a time to stand on our soapboxes and talk about the important things and not let them drop out of the spotlight just because it's easy to silence us on matters like that. So, yeah, for me, a big one is safety and consent.
Well done, Jessie Lee.
Yes.
Talking about the things that we shouldn't talk about.
Being as vocal as you possibly can and taking space. I think that's my one for International Women's Day.
That was my words this year.
Oh, was it? For me, International Women's Day didn't mean as much along a few years ago because I didn't really know why we had it. Mm-hmm. I always thought but in my own way, I didn't realise, I only heard the negative because I was in, do we have a men's day and all this kind of stuff. And I used to know in my gut that that wasn't right, but I didn't understand what it really meant because I was in a happy relationship. I'd lived in my own bubble. I was travelling. And then I realised what it actually does do. It does kind of pushes in people's face a little bit, and that's what it should be. Yes, that we're not equal. We're not there yet.
No.
And what else is happening? So they can't come tonight if they haven't bought tickets. What can they do? Where can they get involved? We've got this amazing zine as well. So what can they do? Is Hares and Hyenas just doing tonight? Can't see any more, or is there more?
So the exhibition, so all the portraits are on exhibition at Hares until the end of the month. So you can drop in anytime Hares is open and have a look at them. The zine is for sale. The portraits are also for sale. And the other thing I would say is if you can't, you know, you're not coming along tonight, but all these performers, they're all Melbourne based and they perform all the time. So get out and support them.
Other than beautiful Miss Jessie Lee, who are you really excited about tonight?
Jane Doe.
Yeah.
Femme Fatale. And some crazy good bands that I don't have a lot of knowledge about, but I am so pumped to see them shred tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah. So Christina Aubrey is from the band called Bats, and they're supporting Eagles of Death Metal next month.
And Spawn,
who are a bit of an enigma, I would say.
Yeah.
And don't know what they're going to do.
Look, this is going to be massive. Now, I want to just, last question, what's the future for the project?
Next year is the 10th year, so I want to go a bit bigger. I'm looking, I've got a list of, you know, dream people I'd like to have in this project. And beyond that, I'm going to change it up. And the year after that, I'm going to solely focus on Australian Aboriginal and Indigenous people. And
beautiful.
The year after that, I'd like to do international and do a South African.
Quickly, tell us one name that's on that list.
Kate Sobrano.
We're going to be on the phone.
I'll be talking
to
her later today. So she's my BFF. And she photographs so lovely.
She's beautiful.
She is
total
a woman.
Babe.
Look, it is International Women's Day 2020. It is on March the 8th. But you've got the show that kicks off tonight for At Hares and Hyenas. But you can go along for the whole month and check out all the wonderful photography that's happening.
Yes. And the hashtag for International Women's Day this year is Each for Equal. Yes, isn't it?
That's right.
And that's something that's really important
that's
as well.
That's where I'm at.
You have been wonderful, ladies. Thank you so much
for having us.
And you can check us out. We're going to put everything, all the links to Punctuate Your Life, a whole lot. The photography, Hares Hyena, it will be on our socials very shortly.
Wake Up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.